Hello everyone, how's it going out there? My name is Kelly Johnson and I am the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you are listening to another episode of the Happy Traveler Podcast. And today we have an awesome and exciting episode for you. I'm so excited. It's our very first physical therapy episode, and I am so excited about our guest. Our guest today is Ellen Stockhausen, and she's a doctor of physical therapy, and she's joining us today on the Happy Traveler, and we're so excited to talk to you, Ellen. I'm so glad you decided to jump on with us. Can you give yourself a little intro real quick?
Yeah, thanks, Kelly, for having me on the podcast. This is exciting for me, too. So, yeah, I'm Ellen Stockhausen. I've been a physical therapist for about 7 years, and I've been traveling for coming up on 5 years as a physical therapist, which is crazy because when we started traveling, our plan was to only do maybe 1 or 2 years and then go back to perm. But here we are 5 years later. I travel with my husband, and we've been in and out of multiple settings and just love traveling. So here we just keep going.
That is so nice to hear. I love traveling too, so I don't blame you guys at all. Well, that's awesome. So Ellen, I'm sure people are super curious about you. I want them to get to know you as a person as well. So will you tell us about your hobbies, your likes, your dislikes, what you guys like to do on the weekend, just a little bit about you, and then also why you got into physical therapy?
Sure, yeah. We love traveling because it's allowed us to experience our hobbies and really explore all across the country. So the big thing we're into is running. We both love running. We do it together as a family and now include our little girl and our two dogs with us. And we've been really into ultra running lately and have done a couple of 50Ks and 50-mile races, and we're looking to keep going with that. Also, hiking and traveling has just been great for that. We've been able to hike literally all across the country and just see places that we wouldn't have been able to see if we were living in one place. And then I just joined a climbing gym and am getting back into climbing a little bit. I'd say those are our three big things. We actually met climbing during grad school, so that was a big hobby for us in the past, and so it's really exciting to get back into it. But yeah.
That sounds great. So why did you decide then to go into physical therapy? What do you have, like, a moment where you remember, I want to do this, this is my life path, this is exactly what I was born to do? Or was it more of a gradual experience for you?
For me, it really started when I was in high school. I was actually treated by a physical therapist for a TMJ disorder, and I thought, this is really cool. I was a high school athlete and a swimmer through high school and college, and being able to combine academics with more of a sports exercise environment just appealed to me. And having gone through physical therapy and experienced the benefits of it, I just decided to pursue that. And I did look into other things as I was going through college, but kept coming back to physical therapy, and have found that that's where my passion lies. I absolutely love being a physical therapist, and I'm so thankful to have found that career path and be able to continue practicing today. So I'm really lucky to have found my passion.
Yeah, definitely. I found mine too. I'm so happy for us.
Yeah.
This is great.
When that happens.
It is so great when that happens. Oh, I love that. Cool. Well, okay, so then you did all of your stuff. You got your doctor of physical therapy. So incredible. Congratulations. So you're on your career path. You're on your way. You're working. What made you go into travel? What was that kind of like, okay, I want to try travel PT? And then do you have a favorite location you want to talk about?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I heard about traveling, I guess, when I was in PT school. We did a career conference or whatever, and I got to talk to a couple travel recruiters and was kind of like, that's cool, because, you know, I'm adventurous, I love seeing new places, traveling sounds great, and if I can do that as a PT, well, that's even better. So that was kind of in the back of my mind. But of course, I went into a perm job so I could get really good solid experience right out of school. Luckily, Steve, my husband, he's also a PT, he had also been interested in traveling, and a couple years into our career, we just sat down and decided, like, if we don't do this now, we're never going to do it. We're just going to get stuck in a rut and never pick up and go. So we both had jobs we loved in a town we loved and decided, you know, we've got to uproot before this becomes, you know, impossible to get out of. And so we started traveling. And, you know, luckily for us, it's something we could do together. And it was something we were both interested in. And like I said, we thought we would only be at it a couple years, and we just loved it so much.
Do you have a favorite location, or do you have a favorite assignment that you've taken that you want to share about?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of great assignments, so this is really difficult to narrow down. But I would say my favorite, like, just awe-inspiring moment was when we moved to our first contract in Berkeley, California. And this is coming from a little Midwest girl who had never really been past the Mississippi River too frequently. We arrived in Berkeley and could see the Golden Gate Bridge from our home, and spent the next 4 months doing home health in the Bay Area, the East Bay Area. And to me, that was just incredible to be able to see all these places that I had heard of and read about and seen pictures of. And I was actually there living it, experiencing it firsthand. And then just to find that the Bay Area is a great location to kind of jump off to other points in California, Hawaii, Northern California, Central California, the mountains, the ocean. I think that was like really the most incredible moment as a traveler. And then, you know, we've had a bunch of great contracts since then, but that was what really opened my eyes to like the incredible opportunity we have as travel therapists.
That is so cool. I would love to wake up to that every single day. I've only been able to visit the Golden Gate Bridge one time, but it was such a memorable experience. It was really cool.
Yeah, it's such an icon in the United States. So it was just the coolest thing to see it, you know, waking up and seeing it every day.
Absolutely. Oh, that's great. Well, you have such great insight for other travelers, especially being in PT, because that's a more of a unique, I guess, sort of facet of the travel industry. Do you have like anything else that you can share with us? And I definitely want to hear about what you offer in PT Adventures, because I know you guys have an awesome platform there. So can you share kind of what you guys offer through PT Adventures and where people can find that?
Yeah, so we, mainly my husband, but I help him run a blog called PT Adventures. And we initially started the blog just to kind of share our experience as travelers. And then as more and more people were asking us questions, we realized like, man, we really have a little experience with this and really can share insights to help other travelers grow. And I think one of the things that we've learned over our careers, we're both orthopedic specialists, and we've just learned like how that specialization and growth as a therapist has really helped us to snag some awesome contracts, be compensated much more fairly than what we see other people are getting for their contracts. And it just gives us the power to negotiate more because we're valuable employees with a strong work ethic, and we're able to communicate that. So Steve actually just put out a course recently on how to build your career as a physical therapist and how to explain that so that you can be able to be compensated for what services you're providing more fairly. So I think that's the newest thing that we've put out on PT Adventures, but we also have a ton of just information on how to be a traveler, what things to look for, problem areas and things that we've dealt with that we're happy to just share our experience on so that other people can learn from our mistakes instead of making their own. Yeah, so that's at PT Adventures. We also have Instagram handles. Mine is E-Stock PT. My husband's is S-Stock PT. And you can find us on Facebook. We've got a PT Adventures page on Facebook as well. So we love to connect. We love to help other travelers get off on the right foot and just be able to help other people be successful.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Everybody go check out PT Adventures. I think that sounds like such an incredible resource, especially for PTs, because you don't see that as often. So I think that's really great. Definitely go and get some information. But I also wanted to ask you too, Ellen, we have so many different ideas, I guess, about the recruiter traveler relationship that are kind of floating around in this industry. With you being in PT, what can you say to that relationship? And also, what ways would you like to see the industry change surrounding the traveler and the recruiter?
We've really lucked out and have been able to have a couple of really awesome recruiters that we've been working with mainly, but we have taken contracts and spoken to recruiters that were not such wonderful experiences too. So I can just say from our perspective, like being open and honest with your recruiter is the best thing that travelers can do. I mean, there's just not time or room to play games and throw around accusations. I've personally been accused by recruiters, and it just doesn't feel good. So I would never want to accuse other recruiters or throw them under the bus. I think we just need more of a cooperative, I guess, relationship where, you know, not assuming the worst in other people. It's just not a good place to start from. So, and I think that's one of the things that Steve's course really approaches on, because it's not like we're going into these negotiations demanding more money, but the goal should be to become a better therapist, a better client that your recruiter can put you forward and say, look, this person's really has the skills that your job needs, and they deserve for you to pay them more. Not that we're just demanding more money from our recruiter, but, you know, take the time and effort to develop yourself and be the person that's in high demand, and then you'll get paid for it. So I think, yeah, a couple things. Just, we need to be more cooperative, but we also need to be the outstanding product that these companies want. We can't just be making demands and assuming the worst from our recruiter.
And I wanted to know too, how can Wanderly continue to support travelers and PTs like yourself? I'm not sure how much you know about us, but I wanted to just see if there was anything that we could do to help continue that mission for you guys.
I love what Wanderly is doing for the industry and just making things more transparent for travelers and recruiters. It's just amazing. I think, you know, keep promoting excellence in the field, expecting excellence from therapists, and expecting transparency with communication. And then, yeah, just keep adding more therapy jobs, because especially for me as a therapist, that's what I'm looking for. But just keep growing in the field of allied health. And I think you guys are doing an awesome job, and it's great to see things like Wanderly coming into the industry to really push us forward.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We will absolutely continue to do that. What advice do you have, Ellen, for anybody who might be listening that either wants to get into PT travel or is in it and might be struggling? What advice do you have for, I guess, your fellow travelers?
Keep enjoying the ride. It's an amazing journey, an amazing adventure. And if you find that you're not enjoying it, then find something that you love, because, you know, whatever you love and are passionate about, that's what you're going to be able to perform your best at. And then, I guess, advice to other travelers, I just want to say, keep putting your best foot out there. Keep giving your all for your company, your agency, and your patients, because we really have an opportunity as travelers to change the face of healthcare. You know, what other industry or what other clinician has the chance to see so many different locations, how things work, the pros and cons, the good aspects of companies and the bad aspects of companies, and to be able to keep striving and keep encouraging the healthcare to move forward and to show progress. I mean, I just think we have an incredible benefit being able to be working in a bunch of different companies and then take the best of each of those into our next job. So, you know, just keep at it and keep inspiring excellence wherever you go.
Ooh, I love that last part, inspiring excellence. That is great. Well, Ellen, before we close up, do you have anything else that you would like to add? And where people can find you is definitely something that I'm sure that we are all that are listening want to know. I know we talked a little bit about where to find PT Adventures, but anything else that you have to add where people can locate you?
I'd love to take any questions or, you know, be able to have conversation with anyone who has questions. PT Adventures is a great place. We've got an email listed on there, rptadventures@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram at eStockPT. And yeah, I'm just happy to help anyone or answer any questions that you all may have.
Great. That was so great. Well, thank you so much, everybody. That's Ellen Stockhausen. She is a doctor of physical therapy and also a fellow traveler. So go check everything out that she has shared with you and go and take advantage of her as an incredible resource. That is another episode of The Happy Traveler. Thank you all so much for listening. We will have another brand new episode out for you, as always, next week. See you next time.